This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know what happens when you say, I see, that's right, because I is the tool. But when you say, my heart sees, that's also true. Because heart is a commander. Without commander, you cannot see. So both are right. When you say, my mind thinks, that's fine. When you say, my heart thinks, that's also fine. Like Quran sometimes attribute, relate the seeing to the heart, sometimes with eye. So sometimes you can relate the thinking with the mind, and sometimes with the heart, because heart is the commander. So both are fine. You know, meaning is, mind the tool and heart is the commander. Eye is the tool and heart is the commander. You can relate the seeing and thinking to eye and mind and also to the heart. There's no difference between these things. So that was the thing that people's soul, you know, ruh is something different. Ruh is where life comes, that ruh. Then people have got nafs. Nafs basically is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in the people, you know, put a certain desire. These desires, they're weakness of the people. You cannot function your life without those desires. Desire like, for example, eating, drinking, relation between men and women, this desire, being angry, these desires have been put in your nafs. Why they have been put? For a purpose. So then your heart controls over them, your mind controls over them, so you use them, because you need to use them. You know, you need to eat, you need to drink, you need to have relation with men and women, you need to be angry. You know, people need all those things. So these hawa have been put inside. But they should be under the control of the heart and mind. So the problem happens is when this desire becomes stronger and heart becomes weaker in front of them, then this nafs starts commanding. That's why Quran says, Inna nafs la ammaratum bisu. Nafs is the one commands evil. With heart, nafs came and weakened the heart. Now you work for the desire. Desire was good, as long as it's under the control of the heart. But when the desire becomes powerful, now the heart is weak. Now the nafs start commanding. That's why you need to purification. You need to learn to eat. That's why when you eat less, it helps you. Because nafs becomes bigger when you fulfill the desire. When you eat too much, drink too much, sleep too much, become angry too much, have a relation between men and women too much, it becomes much stronger. Then heart dies, because very, that's what nafs means. So nafs basically is the place of your desire. So it's not a bad. Nafs is good, but it needs to be trained. That's why nafs sometimes can become nafs mutmainna. Nafs mutmainna means that nafs, which does not command anything, it listens really to the heart. Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutmainna. Now nafs mutmainna can go to the paradise. But when nafs is ammara bisu, that's the problem. When nafs becomes stronger, that's nafs. And soul is, you know, your soul, ruh, that's another matter. That's, you know, basically the life of the people.